A Whisper of Wolves by Chris Humphrey. This book has been made possible through a donation from the Perrigo Charitable Foundation. Perrigo are delighted to be involved in this fantastic RNIB initiative to sponsor talking books to make them accessible to more people. We really hope you enjoy this book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Nancy Evelyn, A Friend to All Animals, KH. Chapter 1. Alice hurried through the narrow streets of Catchwood. Today was market day and the village was packed with traders from all over the mountainside. Boots, hooves and cartwheels rumbled across the hard-packed mud. Alice clutched a heavy wicker basket and the jars and pots within clanked together as she wove through the market day traffic. She stepped aside to allow a line of mules to pass, and as she did so, she noticed an elderly man sitting beside her in the doorway of a low-ceilinged cottage, carving a chunk of wood. Alice nodded at him politely as she waited, but the man simply narrowed his eyes, casting her a look of unconcealed suspicion. Alice turned back to the street, her cheeks burning with embarrassment and anger. She should have grown used to this by now, but her visits to the village remained as uncomfortable as ever. She tried to believe what Moraine, her mentor, had told her, that although the villagers feared her now, they would come in time to respect her as their whisperer. But how long would she have to wait? She was 12 years old now and had been living here, apprenticed to Moraine,